The Bible says no man is perfect. All men have fallen short of the glory of God, but in Job 1:1, it says that Job was perfect. What's the answer? You are correct. All have fallen short of the glory of God, as we read in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We also learn in Romans 3:19, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Galatians 3:22 says, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Isaiah 53:6 tells us that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. For one more reference, let's read Ecclesiastes 7:20. For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. These are just a few of the many, many verses in the Bible that tells us of man's condition. We are all sinful. May we grasp the truth that we are all sinners. How then could Job be called perfect? Let's read Job 1:1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. This was the Lord's description of Job. The Hebrew word for perfect here is tam. It literally means to be pious or godly and undefiled. From this we understand that Job was a man who loved the Lord and reverenced him. He kept himself from the defilement of the world. In describing himself, Job thought much less of himself, as we read in Job 9:20. If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. It seems that Job did not realize his value in the eyes of the Lord. Perhaps this is one reason the Lord considered Job so highly. He had learned to humble himself. And there were others who were highly esteemed of the Lord. The Lord said of Noah in Genesis 6:9, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Consider what the Lord said to Abram, who was later renamed Abraham, in Genesis 17:1. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. How good it would be for the Lord to look upon us and declare us righteous or perfect in his sight. Let's read 2 Corinthians 5:21, which says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God has made Christ to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Can you believe that? Is that not an overwhelming thought, to think that we, through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, can be made righteous? Romans 4:3 says, for what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Galatians 3:6 and James 2:23 both tell us the same thing. Through the principle of faith in Christ Jesus, we can be made righteous. What an amazing truth. Now let's look at another use of the word perfect in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, which says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly finished unto all good works. The thought here is that the man of God, through the Word of God, can be complete with all he needs to serve the Lord. Throughout the New Testament, the word perfect is used to denote completeness or maturity, just as in Hebrews 13:20 and 21. Now the God of grace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.